Phil Ellis Is Trying by Phil Ellis and Fraser Steele. Bills, bills and bellyaches.
I don't understand.
I want you to leave, Phil. I don't love you anymore.
What do you mean you don't love me anymore? That can't be true.
It is true.
But it can't be true. We've just got that new fridge.
I'm sorry, Phil.
It's got an ice dispenser. Think of the possibilities. Think of what you're giving up.
I didn't mean for it to end like this, but I've met someone else.
We can have ice whenever we like. All it takes is the click of a switch.
Are you listening to me, Phil? I've met someone else.
You'll never have to drink warm G&T on the stairs at 2 a.m. ever again. We can have mocktails with brunch.
Phil, are you listening to me?
I don't understand. It's a smeg.
Phil, listen to me. Wacky Phil.
Wacky Phil, you never call me.
Wacky Phil, come here. Come here. Come here. You, Wacky Phil, come here now.
What, is there a problem, Mrs. Taylor?
Is there a problem? Yes, there's a problem. I've been calling you for 5 minutes. You're daydreaming on the job. I hired you to do a magic set for Tarquin's 7th birthday and instead you've upset all the kids and almost burnt my house down.
Yeah, you tried juggling 3 sparklers. Anyway, I upgrade the size of your living room. Look at those low-hanging pelmets. Get a bigger house. Give me some room to work with.
And that balloon display you made was just plain disgusting.
Yeah, no, I do apologise about that. It was an honest mistake. I thought there were 3 round balloons. I didn't realise the one in the middle was a long one. And purple. Anyway, they teach them all about that at school now, don't they?
Not like that, they don't. And if you think I'm paying you, you've got another thing coming. Now get out!
And if you happen to find a mouse... Never mind, keep him. Yeah, I've got to stop paying for mice. Those wild ones have no respect for the paying public.
No, I can assure you, madam, Wacky Phil is one of Manchester's leading children's entertainers in this price range. I'm really sorry, but I have to go. Someone is at the window. No refunds. Who is it?
Who is it? You can see me, Lolly. It's a window. That's literally its main feature.
Right you are. 1 second, Phil.
Now, keep an eye on those ladders. That's the 3rd set I've bought this week.
Bought?
All right, borrowed. But no one's using them. It's just sat next to, you know, a bucket and a sponge.
Why were you on a ladder in the first place? Couldn't you use the front door?
I'm trying to avoid Johnny downstairs. You know what day it is, don't you?
What, National Day of Canada?
Oh, is it? Oh, good for them.
Of course I know what day it is, Phil. It's rent day. And we're already 2 months late. Take it didn't go well with the Taylor family.
Well, not exactly. I knew it wasn't my day when I asked the kids what they wanted to be when they grew up and they all just said estate agents.
This is serious, Phil. The money you got from that party was supposed to pay for this month's bills and rent. They cut off the power this morning. Why do you think I'm using candles?
Oh, I just thought you were preparing for a bath.
In what? All we have is a sink. We don't even have a toilet.
Well, that depends on your definition of the word toilet.
Listen, Phil, Johnny won't let you off with payments forever. We could lose the business.
That can't happen, Lolly.
Phil, that's what you say every month, and every month we find ourselves in the same position.
Oh, what can I do? It's not easy to entertain those little cretins, you know.
I thought you liked kids.
If I liked kids that much, I'd still be one. I don't know, Lolly, what should I do?
Well, you could start by apologising to Mrs. Taylor.
She should be apologising to me. She was the one with the low ceilings. I felt like Robbie Coltrane trying to get dressed in a Nissan Micra.
Phil!
Okay, I'll get some flowers from Mr. Evans next door.
Great. And then you've got to go downstairs and convince Johnny to let us off with another month's rent.
Oh, can't you go down and see Johnny, please? You're always more persuasive.
I'm not.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway, I hate it downstairs. That junk shop creeps me out.
It's not a junk shop. It's a memorabilia shop. There's some classic items down there. You know Terminator 2?
Yeah.
Well, he's got the original on VHS.
Wow. No, you go, Phil. It's your business. You need to man up and ask Johnny for an extension.
God, last time I asked someone for an extension, they ended up sleeping with my wife. Damn builders. Oh, look, everyone, I've got a hammer and a belt.
Phil!
Right, I'm calm now. Right, I'll go and talk to Johnny. Oh, actually, hand me that biscuit plate. Hello, Johnny! Oh, look, a kettle. Oh, I could do with a brew.
All right, put that kettle down!
Oh, hey, Johnny.
Sample complete.
Ready to continue?